Well, good morning, everybody. I'm not sure I have your undivided attention, so I'll try that again. Good morning, everybody. There we go. That's what I like to hear. Welcome, everyone, to Calvary Chapel Lemon Grove. We're so glad you're here with us this morning. We just want to welcome you and pray that the Lord would bless you with a wonderful time of worship and teaching, and that he just sends you forth from this place lifted up. That's our goal, to lift you up to that secret place today. And so we're going to start with some worship, and then we'll get into a time of teaching, and we might have a few surprises along the way. We'll see what happens. So why don't we open in a word of prayer, shall we? Heavenly Father, we just come before you now, humbled by your grace and your mercy. We are awed at your presence. Lord, your word says that where two or more are gathered in your name, that you're in their midst. And so we know you're here. And oh, how we are glad of that. And how we need you, Lord. How we need your touch. We just pray, Lord, that you would inhabit the praises of your people now, that you would empower us, that you would equip us, that you would strengthen us, that you would keep our hearts and our minds focused on you, and that we would love you with all that we have and all that we are. And we commit this service to you now and pray that you alone would be glorified in it. In Jesus' name, amen.
So good to me, you heal my broken heart.
God is so good that my mind is being pulled another direction. I apologize for my false start, but God is good, and we're worshiping together.
You are so good to me. You heal my broken heart. You are my Father in heaven. You are so good to me. You heal my broken heart. You are my Father in heaven. You are beautiful, my sweet, sweet song. You are beautiful, my sweet, sweet song. You are beautiful, my sweet, sweet song. I will sing again.
You ride upon the clouds. You lead me to the truth. You are the Spirit inside me. You ride upon the clouds. You lead me to the truth. You are the Spirit inside me. You are beautiful, my sweet, sweet song. You are beautiful, my sweet, sweet song. You are beautiful, my sweet, sweet song. I will sing again.
Oceans raging wild, I will lift my eyes.
the healer of the hurt I hold inside. I will lift my eyes, lift my eyes. God, my God, let mercy sing her melody over me. God, right here, all I bring is all of me. Your confidence is what pulls me up. Your love is all that draws me. I will lift my eyes to the Maker. Out of mountains I can climb. I will lift my eyes to the calmer of the oceans raging wild. I will lift my eyes to the healer of the hurt I hold inside. I will lift my eyes, lift my eyes to you. You fashion the earth, you hold it together with God. So hold me now. I will lift my eyes to the Maker of the mountains I can find. I will lift my eyes to the calmer of the oceans raging wild. I will lift my eyes to the healer of the hurt I hold inside. I will lift my eyes, lift my eyes.
As I come into your presence, past the gates of praise, into your sanctuary, till we're standing face to face. I look upon your countenance, I see the glory of your face. I can only bow down and say, you are awesome in this place, mighty God. You are awesome in this place, Abba Father. You are worthy of all praise. To you our lives we raise. You are awesome in this place, mighty God. As I come into your presence, past the gates of praise, to your sanctuary until we're standing face to face. I look upon your countenance, I see the glory of your face. I can only bow down and say,
standing, please. Amen. Lord, we will. Let our song rise to you, Father. We'll sing and praise you forever. We love you so much, and we're so grateful that you love us and hold us close. Amen. Amen. Take a moment. Say hi to someone close by.
Everybody's starting to settle down naturally, you know. Well, good morning again, everyone. We're so glad you're here today. We actually do have a couple of announcements for you today. We've been kind of having a shortage of those lately, but we have some good ones for you today. Before we get into those, I'm going to ask Michael to come up, and Michael's going to read a psalm for you. Michael, go ahead.
Psalm 29. Give unto the Lord, O you mighty ones. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due to his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord is over the waters. The God of glory thunders. The voice is over many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. Yes, the Lord splinters the cedars of Lebanon. He makes them also skip like a calf, Lebanon and Syrian like a young wild ox. The voice of the Lord divides the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness. The Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord makes the deer give birth and strips the forests bare. And in his temple, everyone says, glory. The Lord sat enthroned at the flood, and the Lord sits as king forever. The Lord will give strength to his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace.
Right. Great job, Michael. All right. Thank you. On to the promised announcements. The ladies' study is going to be starting up in the not-too-distant future, and Karen had something that she wanted to share.
Are you ready, ladies? We've had the summer off, but we're going to be coming back, next month, in just a couple weeks. So set your calendars to September 14th. That's when we'll have our first meeting. And we will be studying the Sermon on the Mount, an in-depth study, and next week I'll fill you in a lot more about what we'll be doing. But I wanted you to get that on your calendars every Monday night at 6:30 if you can make it, and invite your girlfriends out for that one.
Awesome. Okay. And that was Monday nights at 6:30?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Starting September 14th. All right. The other announcement I wanted to make to you is, this whole coronavirus thing has really rocked a lot of people's worlds. It's knocked a lot of us off of our routines, off of the things that we used to take for granted, and so forth. One of my great regrets is that I ever went along with closing the church down for a while to begin with. But now that we have, quote-unquote, permission from the government to meet, we want to start increasing the service that we provide to you. So starting not this Wednesday, but next Wednesday, we will be trying something a little new. We're going to have an evangelism class, and it's going to be presented by my good friend Tony Logan, who is here with us today. Tony, why don't you come on up and you can share a little bit about your vision and what you want to do.
Thanks, brother. Sure. How you guys doing?
Good.
First, I want to say it's been a blessing and an honor to be able to fellowship with you guys. Since this COVID thing, our church hasn't been meeting in the mornings. We've been meeting in the afternoons. So when I found out that this church was going to be open, my wife and I was like, well, we've been wanting to go there to fellowship, and it's been a great blessing and an honor to sit there. Now, I've known Sean since 1991 when we went out street witnessing together, and I was a youth pastor at a church that we went to at Rocky Mountain Calvary Chapel. Then we moved to Hawaii, and he was there in Hawaii, and then after we've been here for about 3.5 years, we found out he was here. So I don't know whether I'm stalking him or he's stalking me, but it's been a great fellowship, needless to say, so it's been really cool. But somebody gave me a Bible when I was 9, and I was hurting, and what I tell people with my witness is the fact that I was sort of like a baby Hulk with no power. I was full of anger all the time because of circumstances with my dad, the how he treated the family, verbally and physically abusive. So I was angry, and this guy came up to me, and he gave me a Bible and said, this book will change your life. Well, it did. So between 9 to 15, for 6 years, I was reading it, and it was coming alive. But I didn't have somebody to come to me and close the deal. So I went to my mom. I'm like, Mom, how do I get saved about Nicodemus that's talking about you must be born again? Well, you know, you got to go to church and pay your tithes. No, that's tradition. So I talked to my brother, my older brother. Hey, Charles, how do you get saved about Nicodemus? You can go out on Saturdays. You can get drunk. You can do all this. On Sunday, you pay your tithes. I'm like, no, that's not going to do it. So when I was 15, it was the second Wednesday in 1977 in June. A neighbor said, oh, that's the sinner's prayer. And he prayed it, and it's like chains came off of my hands and feet, eyes were open, and it made a difference. So I wanted to learn to witness. And so 1986, went forth, I moved to L.A., got with Calvary Chapel, West Covina, started teaching. I always thought to witness, you had to sit there and have all this teaching and all that. Not really. All you need is to be a tool to go out and let the Holy Spirit work in you. But they gave me some tools, and that was pretty cool. Gave me 2 questions. I found out, here's what you really need. You need faith, first of all. F, fear not man. Don't fear the one who can kill you, but fear the one who can cast you into hell for everlasting life. A, all we like sinners have gone astray. So we need to realize we got to be saved first before we can go out and let the Holy Spirit use us to save others, or else you'd be like the 7 census keeper. You need that intercessory prayer, where someone prays for you when you're going out, so that when you can be effective and a fervent witness. If you go out on your own, then you're doing things by the flesh, not by the Holy Spirit. Two diagnostic questions. First question is this. If you were to die today, do you know whether you'd go to heaven, or would you say that's something you're working on? And the second question would be, if you stood before God and he said, why should I let you into my kingdom, what would you say? So if somebody said, I don't know, or I'm a good person, I don't steal, I don't murder, whatever, that's works. It lets you know where they're at, all right? And by the way, if you don't know those 2 diagnostic questions, come see Pastor Sean after this or come up to us because we need to talk to you, all right? And the last one, H, is hope. We're going through COVID, Black Lives Matter. There's people who are committing suicide, who are getting strung out on drugs, who are getting divorced, who are scratching their aren't showing signs. We've got people who have been inside. We live in a world without flavor. The salty, but the salt has no flavor, and we need to bring the salt back to the world. So if you want to learn how to witness, whether it's a relative, a relationship, or someone you're required to work with, I can give you 2 things to put in your utility belt, like Beltman, and show you 2 different ways of witnessing. It will get you strengthened where you can do it. I was witnessing since 1986, and I've seen it get harder and harder. But one of the ways that I can sit there and teach you is where you can witness somebody between 5 and 25 minutes. I used to witness somebody from a half an hour to 1:50 because I'm from Kentucky. They have lots of time, nothing to do. In San Diego, totally different. Mama's coming, the trolley's coming, the baby's coming. So you don't have an hour and a half. So you have 5 minutes or something like that. So if you want to be an effective witness, we can sit there and do that. Also, we can teach you the different methods. Paul was a city boy. So he says, fight the good fight, run the good run, all right? Get the crown. Jesus was a country boy. So he talked about the sheep and the water and the wine and stuff like that. So you became all things to all men. So if you're in the Navy, you can use that witness to talk to somebody who's in the military, all right? If you had somebody who lost a child, then you can use that testimony. So you can teach that as well. So this is going to happen on Wednesday, not this coming Wednesday, but next one, from 7 to 8. I should be prompt because there's a lot that we can teach you, but only a short time to do it. And I know that a lot of you are busy, so we want to sit there and do it. And if you have any questions, gladly stay after 8 and sit there and answer the questions. We will have a couple of times on OJT where we actually let you use your faith, but we'll have some people. We'll have some people who are there. I actually have some people who go out witnessing with me who said they'll come in and we'll go out with teams so that you can see us witnessing and you can pray. And if the Lord uses you, you can get in there. But if you don't feel like you're quite ready for that, then that's well as well. And before it's over, before the 7 weeks, I guarantee you, you'll feel much confident in your faith. So if you have somebody in college that you want to witness to, you have a family member that you know, or somebody who has one foot in the grave, it will give you an opportunity to witness. Now, whether you take that and use it to start witnessing, that's on you, or whether you do it at home. But I guarantee you, we will equip you where you'll feel much better about it, and you'll find out it's really not so hard. It's just you being available. Last two things that I'm going to tell you is the fact that 4 years ago, I gave somebody a tract like this. I talked to them for 2 minutes. They were on the way to TJ. I gave them a hat, and they were getting on the train. And then I saw them 3 months later, and I got ready to give them another tract like this. And in the back, it says, if you get saved, then you can just do this. And she said, oh, I already know you. You gave me this. I was going to TJ to commit suicide, and you gave me this. And I read it, and I gave my life. So you never know. You're here to water and to sow, and then sometimes you reap. A lot of times you don't reap, but you don't know. You can't go off of what you see. And then last Wednesday, I had two people who gave their life to the Lord. Now, keep in mind, there's not a lot of people who are necessarily coming to the Lord throughout the year. I usually have about 6 to 8 converts a year that the Lord allows me to see. This year I've had 26, and that's because of COVID and Black Lives Matter. There's people who heard it. It is ripe for witnessing. Where people are normally hardened about it right now, I've ran out of tracks 4 times this year. I've kept tracks for 10 years. But since COVID, I've ran out. If you want to get the opportunity to witness, there are people who are hurting that want you to. So this is the time, and the time is now. The Lord's coming back. Let's grab a sinner by the hand, take him to the kingdom of God. But these two people who came to the Lord, one guy asked me to stay for 1 hour and 15 minutes and disciple him. That doesn't happen. I'm like, am I on candid camera? Am I getting punked here or something? You know, and that's like, but he asked me for this, and that never happens. So I'm telling you, it's ripe. God wants to use you as a mighty effective tool for him. He doesn't have to, but he wants to. Let's get on board. So I'll see you in 2 weeks. God bless.
As Tony mentioned, we've known each other for a long time. And, you know, if you spend any length of time around him, you'll know that his heart is for evangelism. And he's got a gift, and God just keeps bringing people across his path who need to hear the word. And Pastor Chuck always used to say that the key to being used of God is not ability, it's availability, right? So if you make yourself available, God will use you. So I encourage that class, or I recommend that class to you highly.
Sean?
Yeah.
Can you tell us how many weeks this will be?
Oh, yes. Okay, so it'd be 7 weeks, but it'll be every other Wednesday, right? Isn't that what we...
Right.
Yeah. Okay, but then in addition to that, we want to keep the Wednesday services going. So we're also going to start showing on the alternate Wednesdays. We're going to start showing the videos from the prophecy conference that I attended in Chino Hills the other week. It'll just be a blessing to you. We went through the whole book of Revelation in 2 days. It was definitely the fire hose treatment, but it was just a great blessing.
So we're going to present those videos, and it'll just inspire you. And we'll start that the week after Tony starts the evangelism class, and we'll do. That's assuming that I get the DVDs on time. They haven't been sent out yet, so I'm kind of hoping they'll get here in time. If not, we'll figure something else out. But anyway, that's kind of the lay of the land. So there'll be seven biweekly sessions of the evangelism class. And come with your heart open. Come with your mind just ready to receive. And then ready to give out. So let's see. And now we are going to take up our morning offering. And you know the drill. If you have one and you'd like to just go out to the hallway there, there's an offering box in the hallway. So may God bless you.
Though I don't see you, still, Lord, I love you. You've given me hope. You've given me life. Through all my trials, I know, Lord, you're with me. And I have your word. You're coming back for me. Might be today I look into your eyes. Might be today I see your face. Might be today you place your wounded hands on my tear-stained face. Might be today. I don't see you, still, Lord, I love you. You've given me hope, you've given me life. Through all my trials, I know, Lord, you're with me. I have your word, you're coming back for me. Might be today I look into your eyes. Might be today I see your face. Might be today you place your wounded hands on my tear-stained face. Might be today I look into your eyes. Might be today I see your face. Might be today you place your wounded hands on my tear-stained face. Might be today. Might be today. Might be today. Come quickly, Lord Jesus.